The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Time again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here are your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show. We talk about fishing, hunting, and, of course, the great outdoors. Sometimes we talk about guns. Sometimes we talk about legislation that affects us as hunters, regulations, and every other thing that has to do with nature. Sometimes we talk about Department of Natural Resources in one or more states. But primarily, we talk about things with you. And whatever that is today that interests you and you would like to discuss, why not give us a call here at 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. That's the contact number. That's also how you enter the last week of the Fishing Tackle Giveaway Contest from High Tide Lures and Tackle Box Tim Sherman. That's right. We've got a great bass fishing package that we're giving away today to some lucky listener. All you got to do is call in, leave your full name and accurate phone number. We'll be glad to get in touch with you. And if you're the winner, of course. And well, how it works is every name gets a corresponding number. At the end of the day, about 6:30 this morning, about an hour and a half from now, we will dial up the random number generator, and however many entries we have, that's how many we'll put in the generator. And after that, match that generated number with your number, or whatever number corresponds to whatever name, and somebody's going to win some fish and tackle. So how's that sound? I think that sounds pretty good. Good morning, Aaron. How are you doing this morning?
I can't complain one bit. Now that sounds pretty good to me.
Yeah, well, let's get some calls in here. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. And, Aaron, would you do me a favor?
What is that?
Would you play a little music for a minute? Just pick some song, it only has to be 30 seconds or something.
All right, just give me half a second.
All right, we'll be glad to do that. Well, I'm doing that, and he's doing that. You can do this. Call the number, 410-922-6680. Go for it.
Aussie oak swamp bottom dewdrop falling. Old Tom answering a hoot owl's calling. Nothing like the sound when the day breaks. Me and Daddy in the woods on a Saturday.
See his granddad. Thank you, Aaron. I appreciate that. Folks, I had a little cough situation coming up there that was going to take a minute to clear. So I didn't want to cough on your in your ear, you know? That's no way to start the morning, right? Anyway, feel better now. So that's the simple thing to do is give us a call and get the conversation started. So it's been a busy week. I've been traveling a lot of places this week. Spent the day yesterday in southern Maryland, Charles, St. Mary's, Calvert County. Had a good day. I've got a number of businesses down there that advertise with us in the Maryland Hunting Quarterly and in the Maryland Loves Crabs magazine. And of course, we're always looking for more. So stopped in and visited a few of those people and talked to some new people. There's a really nice young Amish fellow that has a great archery shop in Mechanicsville. So he's just getting started, but he's got very well stocked and that type of thing. I'm not going to give you his name, but we had a lovely conversation yesterday. And so we're going to be working together. And, you know, we're just doing what we can do to try and increase the size of the magazine and the readership and the distribution and so forth. So, you know, we do publish two magazines. Ellis Outdoors publishes Maryland Loves Crabs, mdlovescrabs.com online. Ellis Outdoors also publishes Maryland Hunting Quarterly, www.marylandhuntingquarterly.com. And the other thing we do is we, it's not Ellis Outdoors, it's Bucks, Bears, Stags, LLC, is the official record keeper for Maryland Big Game. And Bucks, Bears, Stags says it all, Maryland Whitetail Deer. Bucks, of course, the males. Stags is the male Sika deer. And then the Bears is either sex black bear for the record books, and we measure the ant. We have a team of fellows that are authorized or actually official Boone and Crockett or Pope and Young measure. That can facilitate your entry into those clubs as well as the Maryland record book. And we have set of minimums that, you know, the antler size must reach a certain amount of inches before it can qualify for the record book. We use the Boone and Crockett scoring program, and unfortunately, about maybe 10 days ago, Lowell Baird, who was a longtime president of the Boone and Crockett Club, passed away, and Lowell I met years ago when I worked in Washington for the Congressional Sportsman's Foundation. We actually met in Congressman Don Young from Alaska in his office. You know, at the Capitol, and the Boone and Crockett Club presented him with a beautiful picture of Teddy Roosevelt's ranch, which was the headquarters of the Boone and Crockett Club. and gave him some kind of a medal for something I don't remember. But I do remember that members of various conservation organizations were there. You know, Pheasants Forever and Ducks Unlimited. I think Secretary of the Interior was there at the time. Jeff Crane, president of the Congressional Sportsman's Foundation. And I was selected to take some pictures of that event, which was a wonderful event. And, of course, Don Young was there. His office was cool. His office was decorated with all of the game animals from Alaska, all the memorabilia from Alaska and things like that. Very similar to our former Maryland Senator John Astle, who was a great advocate for sportsmen here in the halls of Annapolis. His office was decorated with his trophies from around the world as well. And the two kind of were reminiscent of each other. So I didn't get to meet John until after that time. But, you know, but it was pretty cool to see how these pro-hunting legislators decorated their offices with the things of their passion, which was fishing and hunting. So anyway, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Let's see. Oh yeah, I got it. I got you, John. That's a good thing. Hey Joe, how are you? Getting some texts in, folks. People saying hi. So we're doing that. It's been hot, and for those of you who are going for stripers, keep in mind the air temperature, please. It's not just the water temperature that is harmful to the fish. If you bring them out and keep them out, you're going to dry them out, and they tend to die quicker in higher air temperatures. So, you know, if you're going to release a fish, don't take it out of the water if you can. Just try to unhook it in the water and let it swim away. I know you got to bring it out. You got to measure it to see if it's 18 and a quarter inches or whatever, 19 and a quarter inches, so you can keep it, or if it's under 24. I get that. But just, you know, just be careful, please. Try and keep those fish as cool as you can and release them as quickly as you can. We've got some hot days coming up, and you can always check the DNR website and see what day it is for the striped bass. So anyway, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. I mentioned the record book, Bucks, Bears, Stags. We're going to cut the entries off for the 2026 record book the end of August. So if you know someone or you yourself happen to have a Maryland whitetail, black bear, or sikadeer that you'd like to get measured and have, you know, considered for the record book, please get in touch with us. The Facebook page is very active. The website is bucks-bears-stags.com. And the information is bbs@bucks-bears-stags.com. And that's bucks-bears-stags.com. The easiest way is to go on the website and click request a measure. And that'll take you to the form. You name, address, confirmation number, day to kill, method, all that stuff. And then you submit that at the end of the day, and we get that here in reply to you. So we've got some great measures all across the state. We've got some events coming up, including the Trappers event August 1st at the Ag Center in Washington County. My goodness, what's going on this morning? I hope I'm not getting a quote-unquote summer cold or something like that. It just feels kind of like that. So, where am I? Where are we? Aaron, where are we?
We are getting ready to take our first break sooner or later.
Well, sooner or later. Why don't we do it sooner?
That sounds good to me.
All right. Why don't we do it sooner? I think we'll do it sooner. You know, we got 4th of July coming up and family get-togethers in the backyard. You know, whether it's under a tent or out in the open, depending on the day, depending on the weather. But I think a trip to Backyard Billy's would be appropriate for all these get-togethers. You know, crabs in the backyard and that type of thing. You've put it off long enough. That old picnic table wobbles back and forth. You're afraid to sit on the bench. you know, we'll make it through another season. Well, maybe you won't. Summer's here. Time to dress up that backyard for fun times with your family and friends. And Backyard Billy's on Kent Island is your go-to place for making backyard fun. They've got those poly and hardwood outdoor and patio furniture, especially tables and chairs. That's just the selection is unbelievable. It's a whole parking lot full of tables and chairs in every color imaginable, and you know, round, oval, octagon, hexagon, square, you name it, high top, you know, the Adirondack chairs come in every different style imaginable. You can get a one that reclines. You can get the ones that are like a glider. You remember the old gliders on your back porch? And they're very comfortable. And they come in, there's 1,000 of them. Seriously, there's 1,000 Adirondack chairs there you can select from, you know, for everybody. You can see all that from Route 50 at Exit 44 there coming off the island, that's for sure. In the backyard, in Backyard Billy's backyard, gym sets, tiki bars, storage sheds, pergolas, gazebos, sheds, lots of sheds, greenhouses, dog kennels, chicken coops. Yes, indeed, all that stuff with free setup and delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to the Maryland and Delaware beaches. Now, inside the showroom, barbecue grills. They've got them. The Big Green Egg and everything that goes with the Big Green Egg. And huge assortment of fire pits and rings and freestanding deck umbrellas. I have to mention those because they're the coolest thing. You can browse the great looking garden decorations and furniture for any lifestyle, any theme, any budget. And Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. BackyardBilly's.com, 410-827-4500. That's 827-4500. Backyard Billy's is open 7 days a week. Why not stop by this weekend before the 4th? Route 50, exit 44. That's 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. Hey, look. Your backyard's going to look great. We'll be right back.
Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, MadonnaSeafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. And MilSpec liners support veterans and military families, whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number is 410-455-0800. 455-0800. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment today to get your MilSpec liner installed.
At Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range, you can practice your wing shooting and sighting your firearms. And now you can relive a bygone era at the new old-time shooting gallery. Plink away at colorful targets just like the carnival days. Use authentic .22 gallery guns and get the ammo right there. 20 shots for only $10. Tons of fun for the kids or grandkids in a controlled environment. You can compete with friends, book a birthday, bachelor, bachelorette party, and have a blast. Located just off Route 50 in Mardella Springs, you'll find a 50-station sporting clays range and a firearms range with distances from 25 to 500 yards. Take Bradley Road to get to Delmarva Sporting Clays. Inside Delmarva Sporting Clays retail store, you can browse new and used firearms in the gun room or select your favorite ammunition. And Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range will buy or trade your firearm. If you own a collection, they're interested. The website is dscfff.com. Call 410-742-2023 for Delmarva Sporting Clays, Rifle Range, and brand new old-time shooting gallery.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Song. Thanks, Aaron. That was a good pick, buddy. I appreciate that. 410 WCBM 680. Let's talk to... Who did we say is on the line there, bud? Mark in Delaware. Glad to hear. Hey, Mark, how are you? Spend a lot of time in Delaware these days. What's going on?
Oh, well, this has not happened in Delaware. It's something I learned from the New York Post. In New York State, On Long Island, the largest freshwater lake is called Lake Ronkonkoma.
Okay.
And it's the largest freshwater lake. It sits next to a smaller body of water called, this is attractive, called Lily Pond.
Okay.
And the significance is this. Northern snakehead have been found in Lily Pond. And the concern is, as you know better than almost anybody, they can breathe air and walk on land for a limited period. And the concern is they're going to infiltrate Lake Ronkonkoma, and we know what the result will be.
Well,
so now they've been found quite north of Chesapeake Bay, and they're expanding their territory. Question is, how did it get there? How did they get there?
Well, they're already been infiltrated if they've already found one. So here's what happens. These snakeheads, and it happened all over Maryland. And it's a shame because they are tremendously invasive fish. They are detrimental to the local fish population. Now, I don't think, and I don't think DNR thinks that they are as horrible as they were made out to be. But every time they find them in a new location, in a new state, it's always the same. It's always the same press release because they go back and they look at everybody, what everybody else said about them. Yeah, frankenfish that can breathe air and walk on land invades lake in New York. Fish that can walk on land and breathe air, frankenfish has invaded a pond in whatever state. Pick your location, okay? That was the way it was presented early on. That's the way it's still presented now. And in Maryland, it has found a niche. The quote-unquote snakehead community is a little group. I mean, a lot of people like to fish for them, but the people that are capitalizing on them, the guides, the manufacturers, the importers, and all that type of thing, very close-knit kind of dudes that, you know, do the YouTube videos and all this stuff. And they are quite sporty. Now, I've yet to catch one. I haven't focused on them. That's on the bucket list for this year, to catch a northern snakehead or bowfish for them, either one. But, you know, they've become increasingly popular. We actually have the world record that was caught here in Maryland. And they attain great size. They're almost to the point of their, you know, the top-tier predator, like a muskellunge or a northern pike or something like that. Anything over 30 inches is called a dragon. And, you know, the fish exceed 20 pounds in some cases. So they become extremely sought after. They fight well. They strike viciously. And they taste absolutely spectacular. I have eaten them. So what's not to like? You know, we've got a lot of invasive species. We've got the European carp. We've got the German brown trout. We've got the, what else is invasive? It really doesn't matter. But
beyond fish. I mean,
absolutely.
The bumblebee.
Yeah.
You name it. We've imported, Nutria, I guess.
Yeah, Nutria.
Brought over
Nutria. No question.
Pelts, and I mean, they're just a ton of things that a lot of weed dandelions were brought over on the Mayflower.
There you go. So, you know, not every invasive species is going to, you know, the earth is not going to end because they've got snakeheads in this lake. Will it affect certain spawning fish populations? Yes. Will it affect panfish? Yes. Will it upset the chain of events? Yes. But what are they going to do about it? It's impossible to kill them all. I mean, they can treat them with rotenone like they did that little pond over there in, where was it, Howard County or whatever. And, you know, you might take care of the problem for a while, but once they become established, live with them, learn to at least tolerate them and take advantage of them. You know, they're $26.95 a pound at the stores.
Oh, you're kidding me.
No, I'm not kidding you. No, I'm not. They're more expensive to buy than rockfish. You know, and people are buying them out of stock. They're so delicious. You know, the only thing people say is, I'm not going to eat that. It's a snake on it. Well, you know what? They've changed the name to Chesapeake Channa. It doesn't make any difference when you walk in the store.
Yeah.
You'll say, do you have any channa? And they'll go, yeah, the snake head's over there in the counter. You know, if you're put off by the name, you know, horse mackerel.
The problem is branding.
Yeah, horse mackerel. What's a horse mackerel?
Horse mackerel and tuna, or slime head and orange roughy.
Exactly.
How many people would like it? How many people would order it? I'd like some deep fried slime head.
Yeah, of course.
And maybe some lima beans with it. Who knows?
Yes, I'd like some horse mackerel pokey, please.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's all in a name. We'll get through it. We'll get by it. And people will be biased and won't try it because of the name. You're absolutely right. Channa, I'm not sure that does it for me. But, you know, it is what it is. So, but, yeah, I raise the flag, sound the alarm, and then settle into living with it. And, I'm not a big fan of invasive species, as you know. Look at the terrible, terrible blue catfish. I mean, there's an invasive species that has a dreadful impact. Look at the grass carp or the whatever the carp is out in the rivers and making its way up into the Great Lakes. I mean, that's just a...
Oh, those things, everybody's seen the videos. They jump out when you're in a boat, and if it hits you in the face...
It can hurt you.
There you are. That's the end of you.
Well, there's also become a sport of that. Bow fishing at flying carp. These guys go powering down the river with their bows ready, and when a carp leaps out of the water, they take a crack at it with the bow and arrow. So, you know, great sport, like fish skeet. You know what I mean?
That sounds very difficult, huh?
Well, it is very difficult, but it sure looks like fun. So, anyway, yeah, I saw that the other day. But, like I said, sound the alarm, ring the bell, and then get used to catching them and eating them, make a market for them. So, I don't know what else to say about it. I mean, you know, you can fight them, but Maryland's been fighting them for over 20 years. You know, and they keep going.
I know maybe 10 years ago, I called you and I said, whatever happened to this northern snakehead? I never read about them anymore. And you informed me they gave up. They just accepted it is what it is and have to live with it. And that's why you don't read about it. They didn't.
Well, you know, they still have an award out.
They just accommodated.
Yeah, they still have an award. There, Lee is sending me pictures of giant snakehead that he had. His son and their friends are catching. This one weighs 17 pounds. It looks like the guy's holding up a muskie. They're gorgeous fish, by the way. You know, they make a beautiful mount. The pattern on their sides and everything else is just imagine. It's a so. And Lee says, we're having a special $18 a pound.
I wasted my life preparing tax returns, and I could have just gone fishing.
That's exactly right. Yep, exactly right, buddy. Oh my gosh. So
I hope you have a very good week and a wonderful 4th of July, you and your family.
We will indeed do that. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And you know, we've got to remember, it's just like Easter. We got to remember the reason for the season. You know? We are free. We were founded on faith. And, you know, I see that the Second Amendment is still making some wins in the Supreme Court. So that's a good thing. That's a good thing. So, all right, buddy. You have a great week next weekend yourself.
Thank you.
All right. We'll talk soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. I'm trying to share a picture here with somebody, and I can't seem to get it done. All right. Okay. That's how you do it. 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. You know, Spurry's Tire Service. I did run into Mike the other day. Just like I say in the commercial, if you see Mike Spurry in the shop or about town, tell him you heard about Spurry's Tire Service on the radio. And Spurry's Tire Service is located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads, just off Route 50 in Easton. That's where the locals get their tires and their auto service work done. By the way, my Firestones are doing great on the truck. So they do feature American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires, as well as all the top brands. Spurry's Tire Service has the tires in stock, usually, for your car or your truck, any make or model, up to and including dump trucks and tractor trailers. Speaking of the Bridgestone Firestone brand, they have a financing program. And, early on they had a rebate. I got my rebate, and that was good. And, you know, I've spread my payments out over the course of a few months. So Spurry's Tire Service has any tire for any machine in your backyard, your wheelbarrow, your garden tractor, your lawnmower, or your barn, or your barnyard. Exactly, your tractors, all that machinery that's running up and down the back roads of the Eastern Shore, all those multi-tire vehicles. Spurry's has a farm service that will come to your farm and service your tires. Change them, fix them, whatever needs done. Farmers, keep that in mind, and those of you who know and love farmers, tell them. If you own any kind of trailer, boat trailer, landscape trailer, mobile home, Spurry's has the tires. If you own an ATV or UTV, yep, same thing. Spurry's offers tire repair and full service automotive repair. They can check, diagnose, and repair your vehicle. Got a mosquito in here. When that dreaded check engine light comes on, and Spurry's farm team service, 24-hour truck service, and more has kept Spurry's customers, including my family and me, satisfied for over 30 years. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires. They'll come out. They'll check the size. If they have the tires, you might wait a little bit, but not long. They'll get you in the shop. They'll get your tires switched out, and you can be on your way the same day. Why not give them a call at 410-822-7384 if you do want to carve out a section of time to get your tires changed. They'll do that too. 410-822-7384. Website is Spurry's Tire Service, and once again, with no appointment needed, Spurry's Tire Service. We'll be right back.
Crabs, crabs, crabs. Hunter's Crab and Seafood Market is family-owned and operated seafood market in Graysonville, Maryland. Stop by 4801 Main Street in the heart of Graysonville. Hunter's Crabs is easy to get to from Route 18 or Route 50. Order takeout steamed crabs or shrimp, grab a lunch special, or stop by the seafood counter for a variety of the freshest, freshest fish. Take your crabs home or sit outside with your family and friends. Get your steamed crabs, fresh fish, oysters, crab meat, crab cakes, shrimp salad, and soft crabs at Hunter's Crabs and Seafood Market, where the local seafood lovers get their favorites. Call Hunter's Crabs at 410-827-8923 for carryout. Check out Hunter's Crabs on Facebook for specials. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. till 7 and Sunday from 10 to 5. Crabs, 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 410-827-8923 for Hunter's Crabs and Seafood Market.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Well, folks, Clyde's Sports Shop. I was in there the other day. Talked to Mike. I was in there pretty early in the morning. And I was looking at all the crabbing supplies. They've got the Pasadena crab traps, the open top, the closed sides. They've got the cloth and wire crab rings and nets. And They've got the baskets and lids and all the accessories, the measures, the tongs, the gloves, the crab mallets, the crab bait, like the salted eel and chicken necks. They've got their own steamers, 20-quart, 50-quart. I mean, they've got the aluminum steamers, 20-quart to 50-quart. And they also have their own custom crab seasoning in the 5-pound bucket, that's for sure. Trot lines, they've got the tarred line, 500 feet of tarred line, 1,000 feet of Loctite, number 5 lot nylon, and then they have the pre-rigged snood trot lines ready to go. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9, and don't forget the fish and tackle, rods and reels and lures and live bait and frozen bait and new fishing line and every kind of lure for every kind of fish that swims in Maryland. Striped bass, snakeheads, panfish, you name it. 410-242-6108. The website is ClydeSportsShop.com. ClydeSportsShop.com. Why not stop by Clyde Sports Shop? You will be glad you did. All right, we'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much and want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. At Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. Bel Air Gun Range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports, competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL handgun qualification license courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. Call 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Cool Ice, that's K-O-O-L Ice in Cambridge, has the freshest fish and seafood on the Eastern Shore. If the question is about seafood, the answer is always Cool Ice. Looking for live or steamed hard crabs? Cool Ice. Fresh picked crab meat? Cool Ice. Whole fish, fish fillets, or fish filleted to order? Cool Ice. Fresh or steamed golf shrimp or snow crabs? Yeah, Cool Ice, man. Soft crabs, lobsters, or crawfish? Cool Ice. Scallops, octopus, alligator? Cool Ice. Ice, really. By the bag or block? Yep, Cool Ice. For anglers or crabbers, Cool Ice has alewives, mud shad, frozen peelers and soft crabs with bullets and chicken necks. Cool Ice is open year-round at 110 Washington Street in Cambridge, Maryland. Visit Cool Ice on Facebook for specials and give them a call to order. 410-228-2300. That's 410-228-2300 for crabs and seafood. Cool Ice, man.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Some have said, down through history, if you last, it's a mystery, but I guess they don't know what they're talking about. From the mountains down to the sea, you become such a habit with me. America, America, America. Well, I come from down round Tennessee, but the people in California are nice to me. America, it don't matter where I may roam, tell you people that it's home sweet home. America, America. And my brothers are all black and white, yellow too, and the red man is right to expect a little from you. Promise and then follow through, America. All the men who fell on the plains and who lived through hardship and pain, America, America. And the men who could not fight in a war that didn't seem right, you let them come home, America.
WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. My, the time has gone by, hasn't it? Oh, my goodness. Yes, indeed. I'll tell you, we need some folks for the fishing tackle contest. We're not, you know, I can expect it. Not as many entrants as usual, but if you like to get in on the contest, you got a good shot at it. I mean, you know, percentage-wise, you're woo. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Name and phone number. Call in, 410-WCBM-680. Leave your name and phone number with Aaron. Full name, full accurate phone number. Your name corresponds to a number. Number corresponds to your name. At the end of the next hour, or near about the end, we will spin the random number generator, and somebody will win a nice bass fishing package of fishing tackle, top water, crankbaits, chatter bait, jigs, all kinds of good bass fishing stuff. Probably, I don't know, $40, $50 value, something like that. I'm not putting a number on it, but I think, you know, in that range, because I don't know exactly. How about that? So 922-6680 is our phone number, that's for sure. I'm sharing deer pictures with some friends, and we have a non-typical buck that's a 6x4 right now. He's grown pretty good. He's nice and wide. He's got a coming off the left beam right in front of the brow tine, the one closest to the head. He's got another sticker coming out, and then it. I don't know if you call it a drop tine or not, but then he's got a drop off of that, so that's what gives him the extra two on the one side. But he's nice and wide. He's getting fat, and you know, he's really something. He's really something. Gangly, yeah, gangly. He says not quite, but you know, he's in pretty good shape. So, yeah, well. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Let's talk to Randy in Pasadena. Morning, Randy. How are you?
Good morning, Alan. I just wanted to give you a quick note of appreciation. I love what you do. I listen to you every Saturday morning while I'm out here driving around. I work on Saturday, so I drive a truck. Listen to you on the app, because I go some places that I can't.
Yeah.
The WCBM area.
18-wheeler?
No, it's a straight truck.
I got you. Okay.
dumpster roll-off truck.
Oh, yeah, man. All right. I see them all over the place. Yes, sir. Well, you guys are doing a great job. So.
You are as well. Thank you very much for what you do.
Thank you, sir. You have a wonderful day. Are you in the fish and tackle contest?
Yes, sir.
Good deal. All right. Well, maybe you'll win today. You never know.
Maybe, yeah.
Let's try it. I appreciate the call, man. Keep up the good work.
All right, thank you.
All right.
You too, thank
you. Yep, bye-bye. Yes, indeed. John in Salisbury. I'll be down in Salisbury later today having lunch with my buddy Chris. Good morning, John. How are you?
Good. How are you, Alan?
Good, man. Where's a good place to eat down there?
Bunch of places. What are you looking for to eat?
Diner food, basically. Just a place to, you know, hang out and go from there.
Diner food. There's a place called Backstreet. Backstreet Bar and Grill right there.
Okay.
Down the road. That's a pretty good place. Reasonable place.
Okay. We'll check it out. So, appreciate that. What's on your mind, my friend?
I was just listening to you and heard about the tackle box giveaway. I was down Carolinas fishing this year, and I was a little under-equipped, so I really used a couple new lures there.
Oh, well, good. Maybe you'll win. You never know.
I'm sitting here purchased a boat, and then the truck went down, so I'm trying to get my truck up and running so I can get out on the water.
I have a buddy who was... has two boat trailers and was wiring both of them the other day, and he thought he did everything right, did all his connections and everything else, and plugged them into his truck, and had the lights working, and plugged them into his truck and wouldn't work, both of them. I said, well, you know, you got that big Ford Expedition, there's been a recall, you might want to check, because it has something to do with the trailer brake connection or something like that. And he said, and I sent him the recall information, and he said, thanks for that. And he took it to the dealer. The dealer said, nope, that's all working, but there's probably something in that trailer connection with your Expedition that's not working. So, you know,
he said, like the luck I've been having.
Yeah, 4 days of work and plug them in and couldn't get them to work. So, you know, that's how good.
No.
All right.
No.
Well, thanks for calling from Salisbury.
Yes, and don't forget to check out that back street. I think you'll enjoy it.
All right, I'll take a look. I appreciate
all
it.
Right.
Take care, man. See you later. There he goes. How about that? That's the way to do it. Okay, Backyard Billies. Yeah, we got to talk about them again. You know, Backyard Billy, I keep telling you, if you have a fireplace and you don't use it, you can use it if... All you got to do is call Backyard Billy. Stop in, talk to somebody there. The fireplace inserts, a lot of them are on sale. Now, I have the EX35 gas fireplace insert. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's did the installation. I mean, we shopped everywhere. They had the perfect people that'll deal with you. They were very friendly. They knew their product. The prices were right, and the prices are really right now because some of them are on sale. So you can check that out. But they did the installation, and they come and do the service if we need it. But everything from the chimney to the hearth, taken care of. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries Enviro, Regency, and other top brands, and they do have a great selection of wood and pellet freestanding wood and pellet stoves. You know, if you've got a shed or a garage or an outbuilding, or even your house, if you want to put it in there to supplement your heat, you can do that too. So they are the pros. They are the experts. They know what they're doing. They know what they're talking about. They've installed them and installed them and installed them, hundreds of them. So visit BackyardBillies.com, the Hearth America Facebook page. Call 410-827-4500. That's 827-4500, open 7 days a week. They're at Route 50 at Exit 44B Evans Avenue, Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. Say it with me. All right, we'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB.
Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, MadonnaSeafood.com. Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truckliners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market, and MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, waterman, a weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle box, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Maryland Spray Linings. That's just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a MilSpec liner today.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Well, there's the music. How about that? That hour went quick, ladies and gentlemen. We have one more hour coming up. Of course, that'll be the last hour of the show, last show of the month. And what we do on that is the Fishing Tackle Contest. So always remember, though, folks, faith, family, friends, and freedom. Pick any order you want. All are top priority. Love your Lord. Love your family. Protect your freedom. And hold your friends close and dear. All right. We'll be right back after the news.